I look so funny.
You look so funny. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let me clap. Clap.
Okay. What does that mean?
That means I can sync up the audio.
Oh.
So the audio that's going to go with the video that we're going to watch back in a minute. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode, a special episode of the Don't Tell Mom podcast.
Hi guys, and in the video...
you got to introduce yourself first.
Hi, today, guys.
We are here. I am Cullen. And,
I'm James.
We have a special co-host guest today.
And I have my little pets. I found two little pets. Well, not real pets, but I built one of them and I found one.
You got to get in the camera. They can't see you if you're watching on YouTube.
I found one of them and I built one of the other. And their names are Daphne. And she's going to answer some of the questions.
Well, let's tell them what we're going to do first. So today, what we're going to do, Brittany, or Aunt Brittany, is back at home. We are currently down at the beach right now. And just thought we'd take this opportunity to make a fun little Don't Tell Mom exclusive featuring Miss Macy Gaines, the Sandcastle Princess. And I was going to do some Q&A, some fun questions with her. If y'all don't know, this is my daughter. How old are you?
5 and a half, and I'm about to turn 6. My birthday's next September 21st, and my brother just turned 4. My birthday is right after his, so it's just a few more days until my birthday.
That's right. There you go. So she is almost 6 years old, and she has honestly been loving making videos and being in front of the camera here recently. Yesterday, while we were out on the beach in the sand, she came up with this whole scenario. Tell them a little bit about it. What'd you do yesterday? You remember that? The sandcastle girl?
Yeah, I was pretending I was on TV. Dad was pretending he was at his house watching me on a TV, but I actually wasn't. We were just down at the beach and I was being the sand queen.
The sand queen.
I was making videos of how to do things. And Daphne is going to answer some of the questions. And this is Fluttery. She's going to answer some of them too. And this is how she talks. Flutter, flutter, and this is how Daphne talks. I can tell y'all what they're saying.
There you go. So she is, yesterday she was like, okay, so don't forget to subscribe and turn on that bell notification and like for part 2. And then she's like, okay, Daddy, now pretend you're searching for part 2. And I would pick up my phone, act like it was the Apple remote, and say, Macy Gaines, Sandcastle Princess, part 2, click, and then she would go into part 2. But without further ado, let's just go ahead and I'm going to ask you some questions for you to answer, and we will go from there. This is episode 110. Can you believe me and Aunt Brittany have been doing podcasts for 110 episodes? Or is this 111? I can't remember.
I'm going to put these down first. So when they're answering questions, I can pick them back up.
There you go. When you answer them, talk really loud, and so this mic will pick you up, okay? So anybody that's driving or working out or mowing their grass or anything like that can listen to this podcast while they're doing their work. All right, so Macy Gaines, I never call her Macy Gaines. She's always been Gaines. We called her Macy Gaines for the first year, if that, of her life, and then she just turned into Gaines, so...
My middle name is Gaines.
Yeah, our middle name is Gaines. Just like my middle name. What is my name? That's a good first question.
Cullen,
all right. And Brooks says my name is Daddy.
Brooks is my brother.
Yes. This kind of goes along with what you did, what we were kind of talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Question number 1, would you like to have a robot for a friend?
No.
No?
No.
Your imaginary robot was doing all the work yesterday. Remember that?
If it were a robot that would do everything for me, then yes, I would have it for a friend.
Okay. Would you rather live in a bird's nest or a turtle shell?
A shell sounds more comfortable.
And then a bird's nest?
Yeah,
that's a tough one, isn't it?
A bird's nest has pokey pine straw and everything.
Yeah. That would be kind of hard to...
spiky sticks.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to sleep in that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what do you think is the worst smell in the world?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Like, in the morning when I'm cooking scrambled eggs, you're like, what is that smell? Is there anything worse than that?
Stinky cheese.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Okay. What is your favorite way to laugh? Give us your best laugh. You sound like a hyena or something. What do I do for a job?
Work.
Work? Do you know what kind of work? No?
Computer work?
Yeah, I do a lot of work on the computer. That's right. Ooh, don't kick that. That might mess up the audio there.
Okay.
Let's see. Next question is, what do you like doing the most with me?
Playing in the sand.
Oh, yeah. She buried me yesterday and started to make me look like I had a mermaid tail, but then we were kind of running out of time.
Yeah, it was too hard. It was like, his legs are huge. Show them your legs.
Oh, you can't see them. There's my foot.
They're huge.
My legs are really big. Long. Yeah, so it took a little while, but maybe today or if it stopped raining. It's raining right now while we're down here at the beach, so perfect time to film a podcast.
It rained a lot. Here.
Yeah, every afternoon it rains a lot.
Yep.
Let's see. What's another good question? What is the funniest joke you've ever heard?
I think Fluttery can answer that.
Uh-oh, Fluttery, here she comes. Look out, Fluttery's coming in hot.
Fluttery, what's the best joke you've ever heard? Flutter, flutter. Flutter, 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 flutter. She said the best joke she's ever heard was knock, knock. Who's there? Boo, boo hoo. Don't cry, it's just a knock, knock joke. That's her best joke she's ever heard.
That is a fun one. That's awesome. Okay. What do you remember the most from when you were little? Crickets.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Let's see.
We'll go back to that question in a little bit.
We'll come back to that one. Okay. What is your most favorite animal? You've already showed us two right here that you've got, but what's your most favorite animal?
Fox.
Foxes. I knew that one. She has found a love for foxes. We get on TikTok and just watch fox videos, baby foxes. Kittens, you like cats?
Yeah.
You love some cats. And
I am dying to have a pet one day, a fox pet one day as a pet. Every time when I see something to make a wish on, I make the same wish over and over again until it comes true.
Oh, that's funny. And that's the wish that you wish. She doesn't understand why Alabama doesn't allow foxes. But we see all these people on TikTok that do have pet foxes. So she wants a pet fox for her birthday. But
I will never stop wishing that until it comes true.
That's a good wish. How old is mommy?
I have no idea.
Well, if you were to guess, how old do you think she is?
55.
How old do you think I am?
55. Because y'all say that y'all are both the same age.
We are. We're similar. I'm always a year older than mommy, just by a few months. And there's one time where we're like kind of a little bit the same age for just a few months. What is mommy's first name? Or what is mommy's name? What do we call her?
Katie.
That's awesome. How is the weather today outside?
Rainy.
Yeah, it's kind of yucky. It's been just off and on, and it's one of
those. Daddy was going to fly the drone, and then it started raining again.
I was. Always looking to make that content. Let's see. If our pets could talk, let's say, Adabelle, what would she say?
She would say, "Yay, I can finally talk now."
It's like Ariel getting her voice back or something.
Kind of.
That's funny.
She's never gotten able to talk.
Yeah, that's true. Tell me what you think about the coronavirus. Oh, she's doing a thumbs down if you're watching on the YouTube videos. What do you think about it? Like, what do you not like about it? And tell me what you think about it or know about it.
We have to wear masks everywhere we go.
Yeah, yeah.
But mommy and daddy always ask me when we talk about the shot for the coronavirus, they ask me what would be worse, having to wear a mask every day or getting a shot. And I say having to get a shot.
So you would rather wear a mask instead of getting a shot to protect you from it?
Yeah, because I don't like shots. They hurt.
Yeah.
My brother, for his 4-year-old checkup, he got 4 shots.
He just had his 4-year-old checkup. Mm-hmm. And he is a brave warrior about it. Mm-hmm. I heard he did really well. Mommy's always the one that does that kind of stuff. She's just the maternal instinct there. She always takes the pets to the vet and gets their medicine and shots and stuff and checkups, and then she takes the kids and does that. We'll go together sometimes, obviously, we have in the past, but to divide and conquer a little bit easier, she usually is the one to hold that fort down as far as that goes. So I'm thankful for that. Do you think there is life on other planets?
I believe Dolphiny can answer that because she knows all about plants. All
right, Dolphiny, let's hear it.
She said she thinks there's only life on a few planets. She definitely doesn't think that there's life on the closest planet to the sun.
Oh, why not?
Or the coldest planet, because the closest planet at the sun, it will definitely catch on fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so no one thinks it'd live there.
And she doesn't think that people live on the coldest planet either.
What's the coldest planet? Do you know?
Last planet.
Pluto or planet...
Neptune.
Oh, yeah. Neptune is, I think, the... Is Neptune the...
I have a song about space, but I forgot how it goes from my space museum at school.
Oh, yeah. We went to that performance where you sang a song and you knew all the planets. She was like a little rocket scientist there for a little while.
I don't remember how it goes, though, because it's been a pretty long time.
Going back to the coronavirus in school, what do you think is going to happen with your school? Will you be happy or sad if we have to do school from home again with the computer, where you have to watch videos and talk to your teacher over the computer screen? Or would you rather go to school and wear a mask all the time?
I would rather go to school.
And wear a mask?
Yeah, but I think they only make you wear a mask like when you're walking in, but when you're like doing all the school stuff, I don't think you have to wear masks.
That's true. That's true. I don't think anybody is 100% sure what the rules are going to be, but I think that's an accurate prediction.
I would rather go to school.
You'd rather go to school. Why is that?
Because homeschool isn't that fun.
It's not fun to be with mommy and daddy all day, is it? When we have to do all our work?
Well, it's not. Well, it is kind of fun. It's just that when you're all done with your schoolwork, I can play something on. I can watch something on my iPad. And at school, you don't have an iPad to watch on, so you're not, like, rushing to get done with your schoolwork.
Yeah, that's true. What about your friends and stuff, though, too? Would you miss
hanging out with them? Yeah, I really miss Lucy.
Lucy? Yeah, Lucy was one of her best friends in school. And
I'm moving to a bigger school now.
You are, and Lucy's moved to a different state since the coronavirus and stuff.
And she's not going to the school that I'm going to, and I'm really going to miss her.
Oh, I know. Y'all could FaceTime or something again. Maybe y'all should try to do that on another rainy day or even today. We'll have to talk to Mommy about getting that set up and see if you could FaceTime with Lucy today or something like that. That'd be fun. And you could show her the beach and show her the beach house and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Would you rather join a pack of wolves or a pack of dolphins?
Dolphins. I would not join a pack of wolves. I would definitely be able to join a pack of dolphins if I was a mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a mermaid.
If you were a mermaid, what would your mermaid name be?
Mermaid Pearl.
Mermaid Pearl.
I pretend to be Mermaid Pearl wherever I am in water, no matter where I am.
Everywhere?
Mm-hmm. Everywhere in water.
You make a good mermaid pro. I've seen you play that pretend when you're in the water.
And and I have to show y'all how a real mermaid swims. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's complicated.
Complicated?
Yeah.
How? Do you want to stand up and show them?
Yep.
Let's see. You can stand up right here, okay. Maybe? All right.
Watch this.
If you're watching on the YouTube.
This is how they swim in water. They usually swim on their bellies, but this is how I have to show y'all.
And she is currently undulating in the air right now with her feet together, just like a dolphin or a mermaid would.
It's only your feet that moves, and your top part's supposed to stay still.
That's it. Good job. That was a great mermaid impersonation. Speaking of impersonating someone, can you impersonate someone?
What does that mean?
Act like somebody. If you could act like somebody, who would it be? Like, you know how sometimes I talk like Donald Duck or Waiter Bill?
I can act like Dauphiny.
Dauphiny? Hang on. Let's see. Let me see that.
And she's kind of like curved, so I have to lay on the ground and be curved.
Okay. Well,
I'll just make the sounds.
Okay, let's hear the sounds. That is a good dolphin sound. You've also got a good cat meow.
Meow.
Sounds like Whitaker. There you go. There's like a Siamese or a snowshoe meow. What about a dog? What about a duck? Awesome. You're doing so good at all these questions. These are hard questions, and you're just knocking them out of the park. What would you do as a job if you had to live on a farm? Speaking of farm animals.
Take care of my farm animals.
Like, you'd feed them, or would you, like, milk a cow?
I would milk a cow and do everything.
You would go up under a cow and squeeze on his little udders to get that milk to squirt out?
And I would feed them. I would even feed a horse.
Oh, have you ever fed a horse? You fed one when you were really little. And, it was over at Uncle Jay and Aunt Kelly's parents' house. Ooh. They have horses. And you gave them a treat. I'll have to show you that video. Yeah, that's the good thing about these videos and what we do is we're able to go back and kind of reminisce and watch all this stuff back. Mm-hmm. If you had 3 wishes, what would they be?
To have a bay fox for a pet. And have my own dolphin pet that's a baby, and I have my own butterfly pet.
Oh, that's cool.
Have my own baby dolphin, have my own butterfly, have my own baby fox. They're all supposed to be babies.
Those are fun
but
wishes.
The butterfly doesn't have to be a baby.
It could be a real, like a grown-up butterfly.
Yeah.
Sometimes a lot of people, when they have 3 wishes, they always wish for more wishes with one of their wishes. But that would be crazy. Because that's kind of like cheating a little bit. You can't wish for more wishes. Or can you? No? Like, how many wishes would you wish for if you could wish for more wishes?
I wouldn't wish for any more.
You would just get the 3 things that you wanted?
Yeah, 3 is really hard.
All right. How old is Brooks? You already answered that.
4.
4, that's right. He just turned 4. We went to the Great Wolf Lodge. We still got to have
this. If y'all don't know what that is, it has a huge indoor water park. No matter if it's storming, raining, or even lightning, you can still play in the water park. And it has a pool outside. We can even sleep at it. It has our own rooms, and we have our own bunk beds.
Yeah, what was your favorite part about that trip?
Water park.
The water park?
Mm-hmm.
She was a brave big girl and went down the big slide with all of us twice.
The big blue slide. I actually went 3 times, I think.
Oh, yeah, 3 times, maybe.
After the last time, I said, again! And we had to go find y'all, though.
Oh, yeah, Brooks had to go potty, so we had to jump on a different slide and head down.
Yeah, y'all did.
Yeah, we did. If you could learn to fly a plane or drive a train, what would you choose?
They're both pretty good. I don't know. Plane.
A plane?
It's fun flying.
That would be so cool to be able to just soar up in the sky like a
bird.
Whenever
you want.
Yeah. That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. If you could have one superpower other than flying, what would it be?
To breathe underwater like a mermaid.
Ooh, that would be amazing. She is like a daddy's girl when it comes to the ocean and the water. We sat there yesterday and just rode waves, and you love just diving and looking for seashells and trying to catch fish.
And if y'all don't know how a mermaid dives, then we could make a video about it.
How
mermaids swim and how mermaids dive. We could make a video about mermaids.
Oh, that'd be fun. A mermaid, a Gaines and Daddy mermaid video.
At the pool.
I could dress up like a mermaid.
But you don't know how to dive or swim like a mermaid.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to teach
and
me.
And you can't dive as a mermaid on the land, so we have to do it at the pool. Mm. I can have the underwater camera.
Oh, yeah, the GoPro? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then I could watch that and see how you do it.
Yeah, you can, like, hold it underwater, and you can show them how my feet go when I'm swimming.
Mm, okay.
And you can show them how my body stays still.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. If you could move to anywhere in the world, where would you move to?
I don't know.
You know?
To the beach.
Oh, you like that? Mm-hmm. You like the beach? We've talked about that. We're like, oh my gosh, let's move to the beach.
Allie, our cat, loves that carpet that's under the table. She's always laying under that table. I don't know if it's because of the carpet or because of the table. Or because people can't get under there mostly.
Or is it because of the sand on the beach? I don't know. What did the people who built our house forget to include when they were building our house? Like, what's something you wish you had at our house?
Bunk beds.
You like bunk beds,
huh? My own bunk beds. Me and Brooks' own bunk beds.
You'd want to sleep in the same room with Brooks?
Yeah.
Kind of like you did at the Great Wolf Lodge?
Yeah, so we could wake up at the same time sometimes, or so we can play with each other while we're waiting for y'all to wake up.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, we've kind of gone back and forth. There's been mornings where they get to play with each other, and then you, in the morning, you like to kind of like take your time waking up and then yawn and stretch. And Brooks is...
I like to like sleep in a little bit so it won't take that long to wait for my light to turn red.
You like to just get your extra sleep in. Mm-hmm. Brooks just wakes up ready to go. And you're still kind of trying to get your feet under you. And
I'm like this.
Stretching it out. So then...
This is how you stretch your arms and legs.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Try to pull them out as far as you can.
There you go. Well, give if you wanted to like make a video about anything besides mermaids or sandcastles, what's another video you would want to make?
Foxes.
The one about foxes? Mm-hmm. Like going to a fox farm or a fox...
Or like how to take care of your own pet fox.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I can do that once I get my own pet fox.
You remember that TikTok we watched that one time? About the girl that showed you how
the
to
squirrel?
Bring in, she brought in a wild squirrel. Tell us about it.
So this girl on TikTok, she brought in a wild squirrel into her house, all just with a nut. And as the squirrel got more and more used to her house, she kept getting the squirrel farther and farther back into her house, and then the squirrel got used to her. So every day, the squirrel would come up to her door, and the girl would give the squirrel a nut.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was...
I wonder if she ever ran out of nuts. And their neighbor took over the other squirrel, the squirrel that they were first feeding, and then so they had to bring in another squirrel, and finally their first squirrel that they first trained to come in their house finally came back.
That's so cool. It was so fascinating to watch. It was like I could sit there and watch that, and there were like 8 different parts. Mm-hmm. And she just literally trained a wild squirrel to run into her house, like run across the floor. Mm-hmm. That was so cool. What time does mommy wake up in the morning?
I have no idea.
What do you think? What time, if you were to guess? What time do you think
five
she
o'clock.
Would... 5 o'clock in the morning. That's true. She does wake up that early sometimes. What about me?
To put my vanilla milk on the door. Oh, and guys, at the door. And guys, I don't like vanilla milk too much anymore. So mommy left a cup at my door, and she told me about. And she left me a sippy cup, and she wouldn't have left me a sippy cup, but if she did, then Allie, our cat, would be sticking her paw in there, drinking it all night.
Yeah, she would.
If it didn't have a top.
That cat loves digging her paws into stuff.
Digging her paws into water to drink it.
Yeah. What is mommy's favorite food? If you were to guess.
Spaghetti.
That is true.
And we've seen a video where Allie sticks her hand, her paw, into... Listen to this. She sticks her hand, her paw, into Daddy's cup with water in it. And she just sticks it in there and then just licks it off of her paw and drinks it.
And then I went the next morning and started to drink it. It's yucky. Crazy cat. What is my favorite food, if you were to guess?
Pizza.
That's a good accurate.
Or pho.
Pho, yes.
Pho.
My 6-year-old knows what pho is. That's crazy.
You're always getting you some pho.
I am always getting me some pho. Well, thank you so much for being a special guest today on the Don't Tell Mom podcast. This was a quick and easy one. Are there any other thoughts or anything you want to say to anybody and everybody out there?
I don't want it to be over yet.
Well, tell us a story then real quick, or tell us something that you want to say.
I'm going to make up a story.
Make up a story. Let's hear it, girl.
I'm going to make up a little story so this can last longer, because I was really excited for this.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to use these little animals for some of the motions in the story. Okay, here it goes. Once upon a time, there was a little butterfly flying through the sky, and then she noticed she was lost. But she was just a baby, so she had to have someone to take care of her. And so she had good luck, so someone would find her. She had to have good luck. So she went to she looked over the sea for some sea animals, because she's heard that they are very smart. And she looked over the ocean, and she found a little dolphin jumping in and out of the water. And the dolphin said, and then she replied, "Okay, I will do that." And then she took one of her wings off, pretending that she was hurt. And then someone finally found her. This is actually a true story, a pretend true one.
Okay, cool.
She took one of her wings off and with her antennas, and she was pretending she was hurt. She was laying on the sidewalk, and luckily someone named Gaines found her. Gaines put her wings back on, and then she kept her as a pet. And then Gaines found the dolphin too, and she kept her as a pet too. The end.
Wow, that was amazing.
Flutter, flutter. Oh, no, that wing fell off.
Oh, no, the wing fell off. Well, we will have to do this again soon. And if you have any other topics or ideas or anything that you want to film about in the future, just let me know. There is a little secret behind the scenes that they don't know about with you and the camera and your own phone and making videos and stuff.
Yep.
That we need to talk about and get out there.
I make videos.
She's been making some videos, and I need to edit them. She literally has been setting the camera up all by herself and doing tutorials on different things. Do you remember what the first few were that you made?
About toys.
About toys. There's one with slime.
Guys, watch this. Did y'all know these antennas can move? Hang on, it has to zoom in. There we go.
Oh, if you're watching on the TV, on the screen on YouTube, she's showing you about the butterfly.
See, so they're supposed. So you see that they can be up, but watch. Now they're down.
Whoa! Those antennas move.
And these are actually sticker eyes. They can come off. Watch. Hang on, I gotta get them off to show y'all.
So we just got some new Legos while we're here at the beach on a rainy day.
I don't think I can get it off, but it's kind of easy. See, I took off one of the eyes.
And she made a Lego
See?
Butterfly.
Yep. We just got these Legos. And we just got our own kites. because we saw some in a lot of, because a lot of people are flying them at the beach.
And it looks like it's starting to get kind of sunny outside. Let's go check the weather and maybe we can make a dolphin video.
We can make a video right now of how mermaids swim when if we can go to the beach.
Yeah, we could put that over right on your channel that we haven't made yet or announced yet. We've made it, I think. But y'all stay tuned for that exciting news. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. And thank you to my sweet, wonderful daughter, Gaines, for being a special guest.
And Fluttery and Dauphiny.
And Dauphiny and Fluttery, and we will be back. I just kind of took over this week with being out of town and told Brittany I would handle it all, so figured Gaines would be wanting to jump in.
She never put on makeup.
Oh no, she never put on makeup, so we'll have to definitely make another video where you look all fancied up.
Yeah.
So maybe she wanted to put on some makeup.
One of these videos with me having makeup on me.
Okay, we'll have to do that again. Maybe tomorrow or something, because I really want to get out there now. It looks like the sun is coming out.
Yeah.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit subscribe.
And I'm about to make a video of how mermaids swim and about them and how their life goes.
Okay. And don't forget to hit that like button if you're new to the Don't Tell Mom podcast.
And if y'all don't know, I'm not a mermaid. I'm just gonna, I know a lot of things about mermaids. So.
She is a mermaid expert. And yeah, we'll see y'all next week. Okay, I'm gonna say don't tell mom, and you say peace.
Okay.
Ready? Don't tell mom!
Peace!
Peace. Good job, girlfriend. That was awesome.
Thank you.